Now, if you've been following national and international television over the last number of weeks, you realise that cricket has been predominant with the 2020 World Cup. You can't beat it. The limited over matches where it's do or die. Ireland qualifying for the finals this time round were in a group with England and the West Indies. They lost the first match to the West Indies, but there was controversy over their loss to England in the second game. They were mad to have a go at the old enemy. England won 20 for 8 after 20 overs, but rain stopped play. And the Duckworth-Lewis method was used to eliminate Ireland, who were 14 runs for one at the time after just over 3 overs. I'm joined in studio this afternoon by a man I spoke with from a distance on the late lunch last year. He's an integral member of the Irish set-up and a prominent member of North County. Joining me in studio this afternoon, John Boy Mooney. John, you're very welcome to the
Thanks
show.
Thanks very much, it's good to be here.
Great to see you at last, because we did speak to you across the airwaves last year when Ireland did so well. But listen, come on, bring us back to this match during the week. You're just back. Well, first of all, you got back home. Were you troubled by the ash up there and getting back?
No, we got back in yesterday about 12 o'clock, and I heard reports then after we got back in that the ash had stopped a few flights, but we were blessed now. We got in time, thank God.
Were you disappointed because the match with England, there was a lot of chat and talk about it. Tell us about this Duckworth-Lewis method. This happens and it's employed when weather or that interferes with a match. Can you explain it to us?
I can give you a brief summary, but I'm playing the game my whole life and I still don't know everything about it. So all I can say is that when a game gets interference from rain, there used to be a system where it went straight onto net run rate. So if, for example, after 50 overs you scored 200 runs, if the game got stopped, you just needed to have the equivalent run rate when the game was finished. But that didn't seem fair, because some teams might not have ever had a chance of winning the game, but they were up with the run rate at the time, so they won the game. But then these people, Mr. Duckworth and Lewis, put their methods together, which is an accumulation of hundreds of thousands of games of cricket played over the years, and then their system comes in. It's all done computerised, and they get a similar type of game that's been played 20,000 times, and they will relate back the scores to that. So, you know, it's probably, until someone else can come up with a different method, it's probably the fairest method there is out there at the minute. But unfortunately, you know, for us, it hasn't worked out that way in this tournament.
What about a roof on the ground, John? Something like that to keep the rain off? Because it does seem unfair, because your run rate at the time against England was fine. But I do see what you're saying, and I could understand that as well, where you'd come out of the blocks quick, knock a lot of runs out off the first few balls, then the rain comes in, and you might necessarily carry that through the complete number of overs. Were you gutted when the old elements interfered?
Yeah, it's heartbreaking. You grow up as a young man and you look at Ray Houghton, and you know, there's still people singing about him in the pubs. I still listen to Christy Moore's song "Jocks I Goes to Stuttgart" just to get me going, you know. And the opportunity to beat England in whatever sport it is that you play, and you know, Irish people will get behind their team whatever the occasion, but when it's against England, you know yourself, it's massive. And we had the opportunity to knock them out of a World Cup, and now they're in a position where it looks like they're going to go through to the semi-finals, and it's devastating.
For yourself, you're a middle-order batsman with the Irish team, and you bowl from time to time.
Yeah, I haven't got much of a bowl with the 2020 side. You know, there's not a lot of overs there to play with, and we have kind of a set bowling structure, you know. But I'm in the team as a batsman predominantly, and then I try and back it up in the field as well and give everything in the field too.
Do you play the same order, or are you further up the order with North County and in terms of batting and bowling?
No, with North County I'll bat an awful lot higher and take a lot of responsibility if I can to try and win games for North County with the bat, and then I'll bowl as well with North County, so depending I might open the bowling or I might bowl first change for North County.
How did you get into the game in the first place? Because, you know, it is a minority sport. It's very strong in North County, Dublin. We've always known that as well. Was it through family connections, or did you stumble into it, or how did it happen?
Yeah, through family. My family, you know, would have played for Balruddery over the years, and my great-uncle God rest his soul, he just died last year, Kit Mooney. You know, he's a local legend around the area, you know, and all my family members will be known throughout cricket circles, throughout the whole country.
And was it cricket from you from the word go? Did you try, you know, like the, any of the big sports here, rugby, soccer, GAA?
Yeah, I've played, I used to play me football with Glebe North as a youngster down in Balbriggan, wonderful club. And then I suppose when I got a bit older, I played more Gaelic football. So I'm still a member of the Man of War senior squad. I play with the Man of War still. And unfortunately, since I've been away, we got beaten in the championship by St. Monica's, a difficult draw. But, you know, the guys train hard up there. And I love playing the Gaelic football still as well.
Cricket is, as I said, it's not one of the biggest sports in the country, but my word, you guys put it on the map a couple of years back, and I have to say, I've always been a fan since I was a kid myself. Anyway, I love watching it, and people say they don't understand the game, but I think it's one of the simplest games once you get to know what it's all about. But when you made the breakthrough at the 50-over World Cup, and that victory over Pakistan, that was something else, wasn't it?
That was amazing. We still talk about that day when we were, because we've been away for 6 weeks. We were the first stint we had was in Jamaica, so we went back there. We went back to Sabina Park, and even just walking back into that ground, you know, the hairs on the back of my neck stood up. There was about 7 or 8 of the squad who were there on that day in St. Patrick's Day, and you know, we'll never forget it for the rest of my life. And you know, it was great to get back there. People in Jamaica still talk about it, and still local people, you know, we might not be too famous here in Ireland, but in Jamaica we're certainly famous.
Well, I think you are famous here in Ireland, becoming more famous, because I remember watching, and my word, you talk about you had your, I know it would be against England if you had the Houghton moment,
yeah,
but you had, that was one great moment in Irish sport when you scalped one of the great cricket countries of the world, and the whole country was with you. And I think you gave the game, you lifted the game by that. Would you, did you not feel that yourself, that suddenly people were talking cricket?
Yeah, we did, definitely. And as soon as I got off the plane yesterday, I went home for a few minutes and went straight back over where North County were playing, and at a great moment where I was standing outside just watching the game, and a little kid, Keane Rooney is his name, and he's no more than 2 or 3, I don't know, and he was shouting my name from inside the bar, saying, you know, John Boy, John Boy, and I couldn't believe it, because he was shouting like he was 40 sitting in there, and he was, John Boy, you took a great catch against England, hard luck, you know, and that's from a little small 2-year-old, and I see this guy at the game, and North County games, and he has the bat and ball in his hand all day, and you know, that's what we're trying to do, is trying to get these kids involved in the game and the passion that they have for it.
The Irish Cricket Board have been making the case since the 50-over World Cup success and other fine results you've had since, and qualifying for this 2020 as well, that Ireland should be raised to full senior international status. That's a big thing, isn't it, for the country? Because at the moment we're losing players to the fully professional nations.
Yeah, it's massive. We need to be keeping our players. We played against England last week, and our best player was England's best player on the day, which is itself, that is devastating to the sport. Owen Morgan, and you know, until, I'm not saying that we deserve Test status, because that's a huge step. Test match over the 5 days is a huge step up, but there is a thing called the Future Tours Programme, which the ICC will give you fixtures in other countries, a guaranteed structure for I think it's over the course of 2 years or 4 years, and that's what we're looking to get onto, is the Future Tours Programme, so we will know, while I'm sitting here with you now, I could tell you where we're going to be in, you know, September 2012. At the minute it's still pretty up in the air what we're doing and where we're going, and we're looking for other countries just to say, oh, come over and play against us. But they're playing so much cricket now, they're not going to just invite us over. We need to be on that map, and we need to be, these countries need to be told more so than us to kind of look for their generosity.
And that status change would make all that difference for you. It would become clearer, certain, you'd know where you were going. Can you tell us, in the current squad, are you part-time set up?
I've just received a full-time contract in January. There's 6 other players. There's Andre Botha, who's from North County. And there's Kevin O'Brien, Trent Johnston, who are from Railway Union, a club out in Sandymount in Dublin. There's Alex Cusack, who plays for Clontarf. And the 5 of us, we're all full-time. And then there's some guys from the North who are busy with work and stuff like that who are on a contract, but they still work as school teachers and stuff like that. And we've got four players who are over playing county cricket as well in England, so they're all full-time. But unless we get onto this programme, the Future Tours programme, they're going to pay a lot more time to their county careers. That's where the money is really earned for these guys. And then we won't get the backing up that we need to make more Irish players in Ireland full-time cricketers.
Do you think if the status is changed and you move up that level, that this Irish team can go even further along the road, can improve much more and make their mark consistently at international level?
Yeah, definitely. The biggest thing we have is convincing ourselves individually that we deserve to be on the field with these guys, and we deserve to be there because we know we can beat them. And if we're coming, and Andrew White, who's a guy from the north, if he's coming off the back of 6 weeks work in the school where he works from, you know, you might struggle to get that belief when you go out there and when you walk out there as a player to say, right, well, these guys are full-time cricketers, but Andrew White is maybe thinking about back home, his students who are coming up to exams. He might still be doing some work while he's away touring just to make sure his students are prepared. And I don't know if you can fully have that belief, yes, unless you're there as a full-time player. And you know, that is what we're striving for. And we know we can beat England any day of the week. We know that. We proved it the other night. We nearly proved it in August as well. We lost by 2 runs to them in August. And these guys could go on and win the tournament from here, you know. That's how close we are. I'm not saying that we could win the tournament, but in 2020 cricket, we can beat any of these teams.
You mentioned there Owen Morgan as he was playing again. It's ironic, you know, one of your former colleagues is playing on a team. You know, it's sad really to reflect on that. You had Ed Joyce in the past, Boyd Rankin, and you mentioned the other guy who's back with yourselves at the moment. He was with England. What was his name? You mentioned there a moment ago. He went over and he's come
Kevin
back.
Kevin O'Brien.
Yes, yeah. But, you know, when you see that happening and you count those guys and look at them, if they were in your ranks in a full-time setup, it would make such a difference. It
makes a huge difference. Ed Joyce is, you know, he was the first one to do it. And he was probably a bit unlucky with England. He'd done well for them in periods, and they didn't stick it out with him. So we're hoping that Ed will come back and play for Ireland, and that's going to be our next, you know, big thing. Hopefully we can have him back for the World Cup, which is coming up, the 50-over one, in January or February next year. And these guys make a huge difference to the squad, to belief and stuff like that. And, you know, it's difficult when you have to play against these lads. Owen Morgan's played with North County Cricket Club. He's played with Rush. He's played with Malahide. You know, so many people around adore him and love him. And I'm sure it hurts them to see him out playing for England.
What's the health of the game like below the club game here, the senior club game in North County and beyond? Are there many young lads coming into the sport?
Yeah, there is, you know, and a club like Balbriggan, for example, who aren't quite in the senior ranks just at the minute, but they've invested money on their ground. The Harpers, who are a great cricket family down there, they're well involved with Glebe North Football Club and Balbriggan Cricket Club, and they're the driving force behind that club, and it's a family game, you know, but with their hard work, you know, Balbriggan Cricket Club will become a senior club, and I hope to see it someday as well, that maybe we'll be out playing against Balbriggan in a senior game, which would be great for the Fingal area. And that would mean that we'll have Rush, Malahide, North County, The Hills, Balbriggan, 5 senior clubs just in that little space. You know, you could drive golf balls between some of the grounds, you know.
Speaking about golf balls, the cricket ball itself, I have a question here from a listener just asking, why do they rub the ball on their trousers? And what's the purpose of that? Maybe you'd answer that one there.
Yeah, that's basically to keep one side of the ball shiny, and it, to get really technical in it, it will make the ball swing in the air. So you imagine a pitcher in baseball will have a curve ball, a slower ball, a fast ball. It's the same in cricket. Cricket bowlers have different types of balls that they bowl, and predominantly you want the ball to swing in the air because the batsman will see it and he's got 0.3 hundredths of a second to see the ball out of the bowler's hand and make his mind up what he's going to do. Is he going to hit it Is he going to hit it back past the bowler? Is he going to hit it, you know, past the fielders? So if the ball swings in the air, it makes his decision that much more difficult, and it can, you know, it can make the difference between getting that batsman out or him scoring some runs.
So that's what you're at. It's not to look at yourselves in the shine or anything.
No,
it's it's actually tactics of that to make it move a little more.
Yeah.
I think, could you tell our listeners the distance between the stumps? Because on television, it looks like, you know, you don't get an impression of what that length is between them.
Yeah, it's 22 yards from stump to stump. So I don't know what that is in metres. That's old school, you know, from the rules of the game. So it's still measured that way.
That's some distance, isn't it? And the width of the stumps is what?
The width of the stumps is the width of basically two cricket balls.
It's tiny.
Maybe a bit wider. I don't know the exact distance of it. But the stumps are spread apart so that the ball cannot, if it's on target with the stumps, it cannot pass through the stumps.
Yeah.
So they have to be close together. And the way we always measured it as kids and stuff like that was you put down your first stump, and then the second one was the distance between another ball, and then the third one was the distance between another ball. So it is quite a small margin. It's a game that's played in very small margins because, like I said, the top bowlers in the world are bowling at 90 plus mile an hour, so that gives you a split second to make your mind up, and they have to be accurate with where they bowl it.
And you can't bend your arm.
Well, there's a few players who try their best, you know.
But you're not supposed to.
You're not supposed to. Yeah. There is a certain law out there that says you can have, I think it's a 12-degree or 15-degree bend in your arm and stuff like that, which is constantly being tested all the time by spin bowlers who, you know, are looking for an advantage to try and spin the ball.
They're the guys that don't run, because I'm fascinated, the long run up and then they bowl their pace bowlers, whatever. But the spin bowler, he stands right behind the stump end he's bowling from, and he just gives a little.
Yeah.
But there's a big skill in that as well,
isn't there? There's a huge skill in that. Spin bowling is, you know, the best bowlers out there in the world, a lot of them are spin bowlers, and it's a really difficult art. There's so many different ways that you can bowl it to spin it. And they're the kind of guys who, if you have a really good spin bowler in your team, which, thank God, Ireland do at the minute, you know, with this youngster, George Dockrell, who's only 17, you know, and this guy's playing the game years and years and years, and they're so impressed with this youngster, and that shows how strong we are in cricket now, is that a youngster like George Dockrell can make it on the big stage.
So he's one for the future. For yourself, the season ahead, the summer's in, you'll be playing with your club, North County, and of course the Irish setup is there. What's ahead in the immediate future?
Yeah, it's North County business for the next few weeks. And then I think I'll play a few games for Ireland A. We'll be playing in the English, we'll be playing against English sides, their second 11 county sides, which is going to be good competition, so it'll be a great chance for our youngsters. Then we play Australia on the 17th of June in Clontarf in Dublin. So there is still tickets available for that. Ticketmaster.
That's another big one, isn't
that's
it?
That's going to be a huge game. And Australia are the best team in the world. So we'll know exactly after this day, you know, where we sit within the ranks of cricket. And that's going to be huge for Irish cricket, because hopefully we can sell out the stadium. Well, it'll be a part-time stadium, maybe of about 7,000 or 8,000 tickets. So if anyone was keen to see some good cricket, that would be the one to go to.
And on the club front?
On the club front, we just played in the All-Ireland yesterday, and it was good. We beat a side from Derry called Eglinton. So the club front will be very much getting into the league now. We haven't played a league game, so it'll be the league. And we've won the All-Ireland 5 times, so we'll be hoping to make that 6 now this year as well.
Well, United won't be making it 4 in a row, I can tell you, in the Premiership, because Chelsea have just scored a 6th against Wigan. So it's all over. It doesn't matter what United do. Chelsea are the Premiership champions for 2010. United have 3 in a row, but Chelsea break the run. Anyway, John Boy Mooney, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Jerry.
The sports show this afternoon, Sunday Sport. It's been great talking to you.
Yeah.
I'm a real follower, but I have to say, and well done to you and Ireland. It's great to hear the contracts are in place, and let's hope it's full status for the Irish cricket team very soon.